Hello and welcome to Horizon Magazine. I'm your host, Mariam Hakju. Today's program will be about reading the Quran and how this recitation affects our lives in spiritual and our physical ways. So stay tuned for the program. Leaves a discernible and distinctly positive effect on all three components of a believer's body, heart, and soul. For the Quran to have this desired effect, it is very important that the reciter recite it with feeling and emotion, understanding the language and content of its verses. It is also immensely important for the listener to be able to understand at some level, at least a basic level, the Arabic language of the Quran. That is the reason why it's incorporated into the individual communal Muslim life. The Quran was also revealed over a long period of time in order to once again establish the heart of the Prophet firmly upon it and to allow the Muslim Ummah to gradually become steadfast upon the commandments and its laws.
My name is Ghafal Abashi, International Director of the Eco Cultural Institute in Tehran. Eco Cultural Institute is cultural wing of the Economic Cooperation Organization, which is which boasts headquarters in Tehran. One of our main objectives to promote the cultural relations between the member countries of the organization, like Iran, Pakistan, Turkey, Afghanistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, and Azerbaijan. We are going to promote the ties between the cultural figures, cultural authorities, and also the most important, to promote the interaction between the people in the region in the field of culture. Of course, because the culture is very important for the organizations, as stipulated in the Treaty of Izmir, the basic document of the eco organizations. One of the missions of the institute is to make the public aware about the role of culture that joined all people in the region together. One of our mission in this regard is to aware the people about the heritage, the common heritage of the people, of the people in the region. In this regard, the ancient cities in the region has the main role, the significant role, not only in the field of culture, but also in the field of the business and economic affairs. In this line, the municipality of Kashan, by the cooperation of the institute, they organized the cultural week of Kashan to demonstrate and present the capabilities and the rich cultural, artistic, architecture, literature, music, and so on of the Kashan, and also the capacity of the industry and business in Kashan, as well as the tourist activities, tourist attractions. The ECI is ready to convene such an event for the another ancient cities in the regions, not only in Tehran, but across the regions, to make the public aware about the possibilities and the rich capital of the people of the region, to help to reach the organization to its ends and goals.
And this week we would like to introduce an Islamic site to you.
The Quranic and Cultural Institute, Umbul Kitab and Naqsh Jahan, started its activities as a research center on Quran in Ramadan 1425. Using the most updated equipment, Quran experts in this institute have instigated to organize and present a comprehensive database of Quran texts and interpretations, as well as Quranic books and references on Islamic sciences, to those interested in knowing about this holy book, whether experts or common people. In this institute, the restoration of Shi'ites' ideas as a fundamental and comprehensive view is taken into account. With this in mind, on the one hand, and the help of the experts in Quran on the other, Umbul Kitab is now the greatest reference on Quran in Islamic world, which is accessible to all those interested free of charge.
In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful. A short introduction on the Quranic Institute, Umbul Kitab. Attracting common audience, extending the access to the multimedia content in forms of picture, audio, video, and the related software, as well as providing access to the interpretation and translation references, withstanding the software and all non-religious content available online, have motivated the Quran experts of Umbul Kitab to pursue the following goals. Number 1. Restoring Shi'ite ideology as the most important long-term goal of the Institute. 2. Introducing the experts in this area. Number 3. Investigating the correctness of Islamic narrations and their relations with Quran. Introducing the fastest and most comprehensive search engine in Quran. And 5. Studying the greatest Quranic multimedia reference. Therefore, Quran experts in Umbul Kitab Institute started its website and presented the results of their 12-year research, more than 1 terabyte information, to its interested audience and researcher. The main areas of work on Umbul Kitab websites are as follows. 1. Gathering and organizing Quranic information, including books, papers, thesis, audio, and video readings of Quran, and all the Quranic information that researchers and those interested in Quran need. 2. Speeding up the process of research in Quran. 3. Preparing Shi'ites' Persian text based on the Quran surahs and verses. 4. Presenting the references for the interested researcher. 5. Presenting related information such as news, stories, papers, Quranic figures and files for children. 6. A comprehensive collection on general and expert information on our Imams. At a glance, the information on Ummul Kitab website is related to Quran and our holy Imams. The parts about text content, multimedia, education and research are related to the Quranic part, and the other parts are related to our holy Imams. The menus in text content part include Quran's text, Quran's translation, Quran's interpretation, Quranic papers, the latest discussions and debates, Quranic stories, Quranic news, Quranic figures, Quran surahs, and Islamic occasions. In the multimedia section, the following parts are presented: pictures, audio, video, and software. And in the educational part, there's information on the following sections: reading Quran freely, reading Quran without rhythm, reading Quran with rhythm, how to read Quran, memorizing Quran, Quran's concepts, thinking in Quran, and Quran's interpretation. Searching in Quran, text content part, and the multimedia part can be done through parameters and even with restricting the research to specific words. In the second part of the website, information on our holy Imams through 17 updated websites can be found. Websites such as Prophet Muhammad's website, Imam Ali's website, Hazrat Zahra's website, Imam Hassan's website, Imam Hussein's website, Imam Sajjad's website, Imam Baqir's website, Imam Kazem's website, Imam Rizal's website, Imam Jawad's website, Imam Hadi's website, Imam Hassan Askari's website, Imam Mahdi's website, Hazrat Zainab's website, Hazrat Abul Fazl's website, and Hazrat Khadija's website. One of the most important and the newest parts of the website is the Quran's text. It's important to note that all the technological standards are considered in designing this page in order to let the user access responsive pages that can be used in all devices such as cell phones. To make the reading easier, standard Arabic fonts are used in this part. Also, there are many setting options that make the reading easier for the user. The user can choose Quran's text or its translation. This can also be done based on reader's needs and interest. Also importantly, by moving the mouse on Quran's text, it will be translated for the user. By choosing a surah, a verse, or a part of the Quran, the user can have access to its text and translation. Moreover, the user can choose a surah or a verse and choose the reader too, or also the number of its repetition.
Effects of Quran reading and Quran recitation have been authenticated by some scientific studies also. Talking about earlier studies, Van der Hoven, a Netherlands-based researcher, conducted a study and concluded his findings by declaring that Muslims able to read the Quran in Arabic and those doing so regularly were found to be able to protect themselves much more significantly against psychological diseases as compared to those who did not do so. However, he did not furnish comprehensive details in his regard for his own reasons. Similarly, Yusel Salih also conducted a similar study regarding the effects of prayer on factors like body temperature and respiratory systems. His findings also supported the fact that the divine content brings about some changes.
And there's nobody to count your tears. Just remember, no matter where you are, Allah knows. Allah knows. When you're carrying a monster load and you wonder how far you can go, with every step on that road that you take, Allah knows. Allah knows. No matter what inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt, Allah knows. Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens and the heavens, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows. Allah knows. When you find that special someone, feel your whole life has barely begun. You can walk on the moon, shout it to everyone. Allah knows. Allah knows. When you gaze with love in your eyes, catch a glimpse of paradise, and you see your child take the first breath of life, Allah knows. Allah knows. No matter what inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt, Allah knows. Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens or the earth, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows. Allah knows. When you lose someone close to your heart, see your whole world fall apart, and you try to go on, but it seems so hard. Allah knows. Allah knows. You see, we all have a path to choose. Through the valleys and hills we go, with the ups and the downs, never fret, never frown. Allah knows. Allah knows. No matter what inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt, Allah knows. Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens and the earth, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows. Allah knows. Cause no matter what inside or out, there's one thing of which there's no doubt, Allah knows. Allah knows. And whatever lies in the heavens and the earth, every star in this whole universe, Allah knows. Every grain of sand in every desert land, He knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, He knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelid, He knows. Every thought I have, every word I share, He
The Quran is healing and a cure for diseases, those that affect the body as well as those that afflict the heart, causing mental illnesses and emotional distress to the soul. Nowadays, mental illnesses are almost as, if not more, diverse and varied as physical illnesses. As contemporary researchers and other medical experts will tell you, the body and the soul are so closely intertwined that a sick or diseased heart or soul will cause the body to fall sick or show symptoms of physical illnesses whereas a sick body will also put a damper on the spirit, heart, and soul of a person. The Quran becomes a source of cure and healing for both the intangible nafs, which is the human mind, heart, and soul, as well as a physical body. Whether it is recited aloud in prayer or separately, or its message is pondered upon and attempted to be understood with the intention of obeying its commands and obligations to please Allah, or it is recited and blown over the body that is afflicted with any disease. The verses of the Quran have almost miraculous effect of immediate cure, eliminating vice, illness, disease, filth, and evil, and replacing it with good health, joy, blessings, holistic benefits, and well-being. Welcome back. We hope that you enjoyed the program this far. Stay tuned for our artistic report.
I'm Mina Mohitian, Executive Secretary of the Return of Birds exhibition. I majored in psychology, but because of my interest, I've been trained in painting under seasoned masters such as Mortaza Katuzian. The current exhibition is entitled The Return of Birds, which is the brainchild of Ms. Homa Rostami. Preserving nature and ecology is an obsession for all human beings. All of us have to be grateful to whatever is in nature, and we should preserve it for the next generations. Therefore, we issued a call for preserving nature and migratory birds. We traveled to all across Iran and invited artists in the field of painting to send us their works. We have three objectives in mind by this call. The first one was to boost the status of nature in art. The second was to establish a link between the artist and the ecosystem. The third one, which was more crucial to us, was to register different species of the migratory birds which are indigenous to Iran. Many Iranian artists in Iran and abroad, including Sweden, Canada, and the UK, expressed willingness for participation and sent their works. The board of juries, which comprised of Mr. Qaripour, Ms. Shabani, and Ms. Radpour, singled out 20 artworks out of the total of 268 delivered to the secretariat to show the breathtaking birds. In the theoretical classes held for the artists, Mr. Parviz Bakhtiari, our teacher in painting birds, lectured about recognizing birds and their colors. In a trip to Ashura Deh in Golestan province, the artist got a first hand of 35 species of birds. And after we came back from the trip, they made scientific illustrations of those birds, the result of which is the current exhibition you see now. This exhibition is the first one in its kind to scientifically paint birds, and it's a new movement to preserve birds and animals which are living in our surrounding. This painting is mine. It depicts a migratory bird called egret. I'm not an expert in illustration, but since I'm a painter, I felt duty-bound to participate in this exhibition and showcase one of my works. This beautiful bird migrated to Ashura Deh, and this is a beautiful bird. The exhibition title seeks to get across the important message that birds and all animals are important to me, and we have to preserve them.
Welcome back. We hope that you enjoyed the program thus far. We've come to the portion of emails from our dear viewers who give their suggestions and opinions and just help us make the show even better. So our first email is from Mohan, who emailed saying, "Thanks for all the hard work the team has put into the program. I really enjoy watching the show." Well, we're glad that you do. Our second email is from Hania, who said, "Could you please make an episode about Shiraz and the shrines there of Hafiz and Saadi? That would be great. Thank you." We'll definitely look into that. Our third email is from Ali, who emailed saying, "I don't have high-speed internet. It's hard for me to download the program, and it's usually late at night. I was wondering when the time is for the repeat of the program." We actually talk about the site in the program, so you can go into the site and you can get the information about when we show the program and when the repeat is. And fourth, we have an email from Mina, who said, "The program about the Islamic Revolution was great. Thank you." Well, we're glad that you enjoyed the program. And please continue sending us your comments and questions and opinions. Once again, it just helps make the program better and we can make it more to your liking. So thank you so much, and we look forward to reading more emails from you. For further information regarding our program Horizon Magazine, please don't hesitate and visit our website at english.sahartv.ir. In our site, you can find various options. If you would like, you can find our previous archives of our previous episodes, or you can even watch them online and even download the program. So don't hesitate and visit our website.
Monday on Women, my colleague and the experts of the show talked about dealing with rejection. They added, we reject things on a daily basis. We reject items we don't want, an opinion we don't agree with, and more on so. Rejection is as much as part of our world as is approval. But what happens when a human being rejects? To discuss more about the reason of rejection and the way to deal with it, my colleague invited Rianne Abbott, a psychologist, and Fatima, a general practitioner. Tuesday on Sahar TV, a documentary was broadcast which is called Sort. Sort is a natural site in Mazandaran province in northern Iran. It comprises a range of stepped travertine terrace formations that has been created over thousands of years as following water from two mineral hot springs cooled and deposited carbonite minerals on the mountainside. Salt springs are two distinct mineral springs with different natural characteristics, located at 1,840 meters above sea level. The first spring contains very salty water that gathers in a small natural pool. The second spring has a sour taste and it's predominantly orange, mainly due to the large iron oxide sediments at its outlet. Tuesday on Insight. Esther Nanetablatin, the host of the show, talked about some interesting topics such as Holy Quran guidelines on food published in book, criticism requires self-control, and Egypt NGO criticizes protections of Shia Muslims. A Persian book containing the Holy Quran's guidelines on food, its usage and value has recently been released in Mashhad. Wednesday on Center Stage, Bahodur Bijani discussed about Ukraine, deadliest violence in its modern history. 3 months of relentless protest over Viktor Yanukovych's shock decision to spurn an historic path with the European Union in favor of closer ties with Moscow accumulated in days of carnage last week in Kiev that claimed about 100 lives and forced him to go into hiding. This show is about the deadliest unrest in Ukraine. The expert of the show was Mutahare Hosseini, a political scientist specialized in Russian and Central Asian affairs.
Hope that today's program was enticing and interesting for you. Every week we try to improve it and make it better, so hopefully you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for our next programs and join us again for next week. Thanks again. Take care.